Yashka, everyone, for getting together. I know it's late. It's late for me also, but we'll try to keep it short and to the point tonight. So as we're now in striking distance of Rosh Hashanah, I believe Friday is Tesvav Elul. So we're already halfway through, which is really unbelievable, and shows you how much the time flies. So as we approach Rosh Hashanah, so the number one focus is Malchus. That's we were able to highlight that a little bit in Shofar. But I think we have to take a little more time to reflect on the concept to know what it means. I think every year we try to give it meaning because it sounds very abstract. Malchus sounds very abstract, and we know that Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Kabbalah Shema Malchus Shemayim. We say that every single day of the year. So what? What new dimension is brought to the foreground in Rosh Hashanah? To the extent that it's not just the foreground, it's the essence of Rosh Hashanah. We change the bracha of Yishas Hayom to be Melech HaKol Haaretz Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. So it's got to really define every single moment of the day. So last year, we made the Ha'ara, this time of year, that the only, I shouldn't say the only way, but perhaps the most powerful way to bring Malchus home is not to look at what it is for Hashem, because to put a crown on some infinite, amorphous being doesn't seem to fit. But maybe Malchus is the least as much, if not more, about what it means to us. I mean, how does that change our perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and maybe put myself in a certain place in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Besides the fact that he's the king, okay, what does that mean to have a king? What does it mean? How do I redefine myself as part of a kingdom? So last year, we developed that idea, and the Ikar Nekuda, I believe, was that being a member of a malchus, being a member of a kingdom, means that you have certain principles that you stand for, that you have loyalty to, that you represent, and there's a national pride that the British take personal pride in having a queen and having such a distinguished monarch, for example. But it ends up reflecting back on the subjects of the Malchus, not just the Malchus himself. So here we have something maybe this year which covers a dual approach, a little bit on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, but how that bounces back to us. I was thinking in the realm of Halacha, where is Malchus defined? So one aspect is in the notion of Dina the Malchus Adina. Doesn't matter whether the king is a Jewish king or a non-Jewish king, there's a notion of adherence to a melech by virtue of the fact that I'm part of that malchus. The different pshatim and the rishonim as to what is the basis for dina malchus adina. One of the classic ideas in the rishonim is that the entire land belongs to the melech. There's a concept of eminent domain. It's in the constitution. The government, if they want to build a highway through your backyard, all they have to do is pay you for it and give you a little notice, and they can bring the bulldozers. Right? They have full control over every square inch of the United States of America. The federal government does, and any malchus l'chora has a bailus on the aretz where the melech has his dominion. And if he says, get out of here, you're not following the rules, I don't want you anymore, he has the power to do so. So it's almost like being there and being subject to the rules that allow me to stay there. But it's a bailus. Malchus, dina is a function of bailus. One thing which I think makes it even more tangible for us in our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Gaonim, is a tshuva in the Gaonim, where the Gaonim address, what's the makar? Is there a puzzle? No one argues with dina, malchus, dina. Right, there's throughout Shas, there's no one who's a das yachid even who says we don't agree. No, everyone agrees it's a concept of dina malchus adina. So what's the source? Where does it come from? So in the Tshuva of Gaonim, I'm happy to provide the Maror Makom if you want. Amr Shmuel dina malchus adina. Shmuel is the one who always projects this principle. Kain ha'isa maimer Shmuel. This was the maimer of Shmuel. The Tshuva reads, when Hashem granted sovereignty to Malchios in this world, meaning, right, the fact that a king has rulership is not a convention or a social contract, or we all got together and said, okay, you're it. No, Hashem had to give up koach. He had to invest within monarchies power, okay, which is not such a surprise. If you think of a larger realm of hashkacha and the fact that Lev Malachim Nisarim Biyad Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is pulling those strings. He had to invest the malchios with that shlita, kach shlita amamun b'nei adam lishlor bo kritzono. Man, in their function as rulers, were not only given the leadership capacity, but Hashem gave shlita, gave control over the possessions of the subjects. And the Gaon bring a pasuk in Nehemiah, where Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael report, Agi v'yaseinu moshem u'behemteinu kirtzono. They control and they rule over our guf and our animals as they wish, as they desire. So what's essentially being conveyed here, through a pasuk, it's a din, it's a gzeres hakasuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested in the kings the power to rule. And the power to rule and the authority that it carries, we already define based on the Rishonim, is a function of the ownership. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives malchus to the goyim, to the monarchs, to the parliament, whatever it is, A. And that is essentially defined by the ownership of the land that is being ruled, B. Then C, if it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does that show? It demonstrates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Bailim, who invested the Koach HaMalchus in the earthly Malachim. But Hashem as the Malchei HaMalachim is the big landlord of the entire globe. And he divvied it up and gave different parcels to different kings, and that's where they derive their Din HaMalchus and Din HaKoach from. It's an unbelievable chiddush when you connect the pieces of the syllogism. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a result, the defining notion of his malchus is his ownership, is his bialos. And it's unbelievable how this line is reflected. They rule over our bodies. We say this again and again during Slichas. Haneshamalach v'aguf shalach. Everything is yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like we could describe my house, the street, the city, belonging to the rulership, to the government. Everything ultimately comes from the bios of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one definition of malchus that emerges. So Kedesh Tam L'chuni Alechem. Imr L'fanai Malchus, Kedesh Tam L'chuni Alechem. Now, Rosh Hashanah, the coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king, means a realization that every last bit of physical manifestations, whether it be possessions, wealth, etc. But you know what? Not just that. Even the attributes, my intellect, my heart and emotions, it's all the bialos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Malchus is. We blow the shofar, coronating the king. It's a moment of pause to explain to ourselves what that means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. I want to close to bring it home with a mushel that I think I heard once from a Ephraim Waxman. He said, just to keep it short, Reuven was a rich man and he gave Shimon a job because Shimon was down on his luck. Little by little, Shimon was promoted through the company and got higher and higher in the on the ladder. To the point that Shimon, you know, was the CEO of a self-contained, very successful subsidiary of a larger corporation. And over time, you know, years went by, and the big Baal boss, Reuven, had two sons who had just graduated college and looking for parnasa, they're getting their feet wet in the corporate world. And you know, father, best connections, says, okay, I'm gonna send you guys, give you guys an internship. I want you to show up at Shimon's office, be there, you'll introduce yourself, tell him that I sent you, and of course, I'm his boss, he'll give you something to do, he'll give you something to work on this summer, put something on your resume and get your career going. So they show up, they're waiting in the waiting room, you know, and they knock on the door, and you know, Shimon is now at the top of the ladder. So, who are these guys sitting there? Who's knocking on my door? You talk to the secretary, what is this? What is this? I understand. So finally, this knock keeps coming, opens up the door, peeks out, like, who are you? So he said, oh, you know, we're so-and-so. And as soon as they got the name out, he slammed the door. Like, you know, what a chutzpah. 5 minutes later, they knock again. And this continues. And finally, he opens up the door. And they say, oh, you know, we're here to discuss an internship. Slams the door again. After all this craziness. So the kids call their father. And they say, like, what's going on? He sent us here. He said that he was going to respect us. He won't even talk to us. So he says, no problem. I'm coming down. Shows up to the office. Again, they knock. And now, Shimon in his office, you know, he turns around in his big leather chair, and he's already fuming. He's ready to open that door and let him have it, and yell at him, what a chutzpah, what a gal, I'll never see you again. Opens the door before he even opens the door. He's yelling at them, mamish. And then all of a sudden, as the door continues to open, he realizes Reuben is there. And he's busy saying, look at me, I'm controlling the company, the limo and the pool and my vacation. I'm like, you know, who do you think you're talking? And all of a sudden he sees his boss there who gave him everything. And he says, no, I'm sorry. The pool is yours. The car is yours. The office is yours. The desk is yours. Everything is yours. Haneshamalach, ba'aguf shalach. We think we are the bialim. We think we own, we're entitled, we're the source and reason for any brachos and success, comfort, enjoyment that we have in this world. And every last drop is a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Melech does not give us anything. He owns it all. He owns it all. Malchus for this year, for us, we're going to focus on HaNeshamalach, HaGuf Shalach, everything around me. This phone, this computer, my tie, everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what I think we should do for the coming week. But there's got to be the action, okay? No more of this posting in the group once a week to be Yotzei Zayin, okay? A little intensity now in the second half of Elul for this week. Everyone has to post in the group one thing every day. One thing every day. Simple declaration. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, X, blank, fill in the blank, is yours. I am yours. I'm yours. You are the Melech. Pinpoint one thing that we've come to accept or sort of just like we're acclimated to have it in our reality in our surroundings as if we're the source. There's only one source. Kosh Baruch was the source, and that's what Malchus is. We can remind ourselves when we hear the shofar, we can remind ourselves when we hear Shema Yisrael, when we say Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenosh HaMachar, but one post every week declaring blank, fill in the blank, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's yours. You've given it to me. I owe it. I owe everything to you. I have nothing of my own. You are the Melech, Dina the Malchus Adina, and you are the source of the Malchus Adina because you are the Bialim on everything that any one of those Melechim could possibly own. Yashkar Chabosai. Whoever the Gabbaim is this week, the reminder should include, make sure you post today. I need the reminder as well. Hatzlach Rabbah. Have a great night.